You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
It's time to say good afternoon to Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. Good afternoon, Marie.
Hi, and hi to all the listeners out there.
It's great to hear your voice again, my friend.
Oh, yes, the weeks roll around very quickly, don't they?
They sure do. No worries at all. Now, we were saying just before we came on air, we've got the Irish dance on tomorrow night. Gee, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you've got a bit of the Irish blood in
you, hey, Joey. Oh, yeah, definitely. Goes back into the family line on Mum's side, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think this one should appeal to lots of people, not just those with the Irish blood.
Yeah, nice. What else we got coming up?
Well, we've got a new exhibition has just opened at MOVE, the Museum of Vehicle Evolution, down there at Emerald Bank in Kyala. And it's Unravelling Lace. So hopefully their pieces aren't unravelling. I think it's more about just, you know, revealing and showing some of the amazing pieces out of Lowell Thompson's costume collection.
Oh, right.
You know, just an amazing collection that's drawing some great attention, you know, to us here in Shepparton. But, yeah, they're putting a few special items out on display featuring lace, which, I've seen some of the lace work they've had on display there, but to see some more of it, it's so inspiring and such intricate work that certainly would be well worth, getting down to have a look. And it's on till August, so you've got plenty of time to schedule that one into your calendar. But given it's just kicked off, thought I'd give it a mention today.
That does sound interesting. And out at MOVE, out at the vehicle. Yeah.
Oh, look, if you haven't been out to see the new, you know, revealed MOVE, it's just an amazing, amazing experience.
I chuckle every time I go past because there are two parking spots out the front that are reserved for cars with chrome-plated bumpers only.
Yeah.
That's great.
Exactly. Yeah, good photo opportunity with a giant 50 water tank out the front.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, some lovely gardens to wander around there.
Yeah, some great little coffee shops and all those sort of things. That's fantastic.
But anyway, so you've got a few weeks to do that one, but this weekend and next is your only opportunity to see Shepparton Theatre Arts Group back in action, which is very exciting. And they're putting on a performance called The Drowsy Chaperone, starring John Head, the very well-known local actor. And he's going to be portraying a die-hard musical theatre fan. He welcomes us into his living room and then everything comes to life with a bit of a 1920s theme. So, you know, think about gangsters and starlets and chorus girls and all sorts of mayhem. A bit of vaudeville type style and lots of Charleston dancing, of course, as well. So this sounds like lots of colour, lots of life and, bright numbers there on stage. So they've got performances happening tonight at 7:30, tomorrow at 2 o'clock and then 7:30 again, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock. And then if you miss the boat this weekend, no dramas, because there's more performances next weekend as well. It's got a two-week run.
That's great.
But, just great to see, STAG, our local theatre arts group, back in action on stage at Riverlinks in Maroopna, where they belong, and doing their best and wowing us with their on-stage antics. So, do get in, book your tickets either online through Riverlinks or at the box office.
It's a perfect venue too over at Maroopna, because it's such an intimate little theatre. It's absolutely great.
It is, just feel part of the action there.
Absolutely.
So that would be really great, So the other thing that Riverlinks is ticketing this weekend, as you've mentioned, Johnny, is The Taste of Ireland. This is an international touring show, so they've got tours lined up all around the world, USA, Canada and UK, but here they are in dear old Shepparton. I think you said they've been trying to get here for a number of years.
Been postponed a couple of times due to COVID,
Finally, tomorrow night's the night at the East Bank Centre here in Shepparton, 7:30. So it should be a fantastic performance of all things Irish. I mean, you're going to hear some of those classic Irish tunes like Danny Boy.
Yep.
But, you know, there'll be all sorts of dancing and singing and lots of, folk musicians as well. There'll be some, tap battles. There'll be, music mashups and just a really great story to be told too, all through Ireland's history. And they've got some stunning production and lighting as well, so you can be rest assured that this is going to be a pretty high-class show happening.
Yeah, not wrong. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and look, ticket prices do vary, starting sort of around the $60 mark through to $90, so do make sure you get online or phone through to the Riverlinks box office and get yourself booked in for that one tomorrow night. Then we've got a fantastic free event happening tomorrow at Kidstown. It's the Taste of the Umu with Auntie Asa. So this is a bit of Samoan cooking for you.
Ooh.
Traditional Samoan cooking. So Auntie Asa is a local. She's going to be talking about how, yeah, food is prepared in the Samoan way. And it's cooked up in a ground oven with lots of hot stones.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is an opportunity to learn about how that's done, learn some of the stories and the culture of the islands as well, how to weave a plate the island way as well, and then all finishes off with a bit of a feast of delicious traditional umu dishes from Samoa. So it's a good idea if you want to go along to that one, jump onto Eventbrite to book your tickets because I'm sure it's going to be popular. Be a perfect day out there at Kidstown tomorrow weather-wise. So, yeah, and then just to, yeah, enjoy and learn and experience some of that Pacific Island culture as well would be a fantastic way to spend the afternoon, I reckon.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
So that's, yeah, another free event. Of course, there's lots of exhibitions and things still happening as part of the Shepparton Festival that all wind up this weekend as well. So if you haven't had a chance to get along to some of those, do log on to the Shepparton Festival website and check out the locations. And, yeah, we'll be sad to see them all finish up and move on. But it's been a wonderful 2 weeks of Shepfest. My gosh, it's gone so quick. I can't believe it's nearly over.
Yeah.
But then, of course, the Visitor Centre, we're here open every day, so you can also give us a call. We're happy to fill you in on things to see and do, as well as all these wonderful events and exhibitions and activities and things that are happening. I'm sure activities in the park have got things running this weekend as well. I think I saw kite making in the park pop up somewhere. So
yep, I think I did too, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Too much to cover in one little short session here on the radio, but, yeah, we're always happy to talk to, yeah, locals and visitors alike about what they can do and how they can fill their time if they're, yeah, needing to do that. So we're every day 9 to 5 at 5:30 Wyndham Street in the Big Sam building on the ground floor, or look us up on the web at visitshepparton.com.au.
As is that, Marie. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you once again. We certainly have some absolutely fantastic activities coming up this weekend, that's for sure.
We sure do, yeah.
Marie, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
So bye-bye for now to Marie from the Visitors Information Centre. Absolutely fantastic. Really great job.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over 2 decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Daryl here from Aussie Ag Supplies. Looking for a new or used tractor? Ring me. Looking for new or used tractor parts? Looking for new or used machinery? Looking for tractor wrecking parts? Ring me. Our brands we support are many. Sami, Lamborghini, Deutz, New Holland, Ford, Fiat, McCormick, Landini, Gray Ferguson. We also offer personalised and prompt service, and we have years of experience in the tractor industry. Call Daryl at Aussie Ag Supplies on 0428 235 000. I'll repeat that, 0428 235 000.
Station sponsor.
A 1FM community service announcement.
Visit the Victorian Fisheries Authority Snob Creek Hatchery free. They have a free open day on Sunday the 10th of April. Murray cod, brown and rainbow trout, chinook salmon, trout cod are all grown at the Snobs Creek Hatchery near Eildon. And then they're released into lakes and rivers across the state as part of the statewide stocking program. There'll be a free sausage sizzle. The local Lions Club will be providing tea and coffee. An educational trailer and stocking trucks will be on show. To find out more and book your spot, go to vfa.vic.com. www.gov.au/snobsopenday. Now, Snobs Creek Fish Hatchery, that's just outside Eildon, so not hard to get to from here. It'd be an absolutely great day out. That's Sunday, the 10th of April.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.